At least 52 Somalis died over the weekend when the boat smuggling them across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen broke down and they were left adrift with no food or water for 18 days. The survivors, aged from 2 to 40 years old, were taken to a United Nations Refugee Agency reception center. They said they left Somalia because of continuing insecurity in the war-torn nation, drought and unemployment. This latest tragedy coincides with a recent upsurge in people smuggling across the Gulf of Aden from Somalia. So far this year, at least 31,192 people have arrived in Yemen after making the perilous voyage aboard smugglers' boats. More than 228 people have died, and at least 262 remain missing. Millions of the world's hungriest people live in the Horn of Africa. Poverty, drought, and conflict are all part of the landscape where some 13 million men, women, and children are currently threatened by famine. We spoke to Bishop Giorgio Bertin, Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu in Somalia, and Bishop of Djibouti, who explained why food aid is not reaching the needy in the Horn of Africa.
I can say surely that the food cannot get particularly in central southern Somalia because of piracy on the seas. And then, apart from the piracy on the seas, there is also the total insecurity for the convoys once they are in central southern Somalia. So this is the main problem. The second problem is that the so-called rebels, probably with some Islamic flavor, if I can say so, have been targeting Western, or rather, let us say, foreign NGOs, including UN agencies, and recently not only targeting the expatriates, but also Somalis working within UN and Western NGOs.
The result of these concurring factors, he says, has been really dramatic.
I would say that there is, from the international community, the goodwill to assist Somalis with food, with other kind of help. But the problem is really, how can we send food help in such a situation? For what regards Ethiopia, well, honestly, I'm not living there, and so I cannot have a clear picture of the situation. However, I may try to guess that there are two reasons. From one side, there is also there a certain insecurity, particularly in that area called Ogaden, southeastern Ethiopia, because there are rebels, so-called ethnic Somalis rebels, which makes the route unsafe on one hand. On the other hand, probably the Ethiopian government try to punish not simply the rebels, but perhaps also the local population, which being so ethnically Somalis, may in a certain way support the so-called rebels. That is why there is also there probably a certain difficulty of on reaching the people in need.
And the people are in such dire conditions, Bishop Bertin reiterated, that many of them attempt the dangerous journey across the Gulf of Aden in pure desperation.
I would simply say that in May I have attended a meeting organized by the UNHCR in Sana'a, Yemen, to deal with the question of migrants leaving the Horn of Africa and trying to cross the Gulf of Aden, a very dangerous crossing. And, well, this crossing, I have been always insisting in saying that is, and also during my trips in the northern part of Djibouti, I have seen hundreds of people, mainly Ethiopian youth, walking, literally walking, with nothing in their hands, trying to reach the coast, particularly in the area of Obok, in order to go to Yemen and from there to reach Arab countries and perhaps even to the Mediterranean countries. That is the result not simply of political conflict in Somalia or instability in Ethiopia, but it is the consequence of an immense poverty. Faced with an immediate poverty in front of our eyes, we are ready to take any decision, even a desperate and illogical decision. But when danger, when starvation is just in front of you, you may imagine that going even and crossing the Gulf of Aden, you may resolve all your problems. I would like to add that during these days there is a third phase of meetings concerning peace in Somalia here in Djibouti. Well, I will ask all the listeners of Vatican Radio at least to add their prayers, because with peace everything is possible, even reducing poverty.
You've been listening to Bishop Giorgio Bertin, Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu in Somalia and Bishop of Djibouti.